World, written by Paul Shipton. Gold is a beautiful metal.
In the Olympic Games, the winners receive gold medals. The World Cup football trophy is gold. At the Oscars in Hollywood, the actors receive gold statues. Why is this? Many people love this expensive yellow metal and like to wear gold jewellery. Gold does not change in water or air. It always shines. Gold is a soft metal. Jewellery makers add other metals to make gold stronger.
Uses of gold.
Gold is a very useful metal. It is easy to make into new shapes. It can be very thin and very long. 1 gram of gold can make a wire more than 3 kilometers long. Electricity travels well through gold. This means it is useful in electronics. There are very small pieces of gold inside some computers and mobile phones. There is gold on satellites in space and even on astronauts' helmets.
Finding gold.
Gold is not easy to find. People usually dig mines under the ground to find it. There are many gold mines in South Africa. Some of these mines are very deep, sometimes 4,500 meters under the ground. Gold mining is difficult, dangerous work. There is very little gold in the world. This is why gold is expensive. There is gold in the sea, but it is very hard to reach. The biggest piece of gold in the world came from Australia. It weighed more than 71 kilograms.
The history of gold. The Egyptians.
People first used gold thousands of years ago. We know that the ancient Egyptians loved gold. In 1922, an archaeologist called Howard Carter discovered the tomb of the Egyptian pharaoh Tutankhamun. When he opened the stone door, Carter was very surprised. There was gold everywhere. The body of the pharaoh was inside a gold coffin. It was 3,000 years old. You can see Tutankhamun's gold mask in a museum. The mask weighs more than 10 kilograms.
The Greeks.
In ancient Greece, they used gold to make coins and jewellery. Greek myths show how important gold was to them. There was a special tree with 3 gold apples. Only gods could pick these apples. Helios, the god of the sun, had a chariot of gold. Everything turned to gold when King Midas touched it. Soon, Midas was not happy. His food turned to gold. His drink turned to gold. Even his daughter turned to gold. Helios, the god of the sun, and his chariot of gold.
The Romans.
The Romans also used gold for money. They collected gold from many different countries around the world. This gold coin shows the head of the Roman Emperor Augustus.
Gold in the ground.
In 2000, an archaeologist discovered 43 gold Roman coins in London. Maybe they belonged to a Roman soldier.
The Incas and the Aztecs.
Both the Incas in South America and the Aztecs in Central America used gold to make beautiful objects. The Aztecs were in Mexico. The Incan Empire covered parts of Chile, Peru, and Ecuador. The sun was very important to the Incas. They called gold the sweat of the sun. They made many gold objects for their temples and shrines. In the 16th century, Spanish explorers travelled to South and Central America. They conquered the Aztecs and the Incas. They took many beautiful gold figures back to Europe. People melted lots of these figures to use the gold again. In 1532, Francisco Pizarro conquered the Incas with only 200 soldiers.
The City of Gold.
The first European explorers were very interested in stories about the city of El Dorado. Many explorers looked for this city, but they never found it.
Pirates.
Not all of the gold from South and Central America reached Europe. Some ships sank in storms. In 1715, a Spanish ship sank near the Florida coast. In the 1960s, an archaeologist discovered some of the ship's gold. Sometimes pirates attacked the ships and stole the gold. There was a very famous pirate called Blackbeard. People say that he stole and buried lots of gold somewhere along the coast of the USA. Blackbeard's real name was Edward Teach. Did he really bury lots of gold? Nobody knows.
Gold rush.
In 1848, somebody discovered gold in California, in the USA. Thousands of people from all around the world rushed there to find gold. Some people looked for gold in mines. Others looked for small pieces of gold in rivers. Some people became very rich. But most people found nothing. This person is looking for little pieces of gold at the bottom of a river. He separates the gold from mud and small rocks.
Fool's gold.
Some people found shiny yellow rocks like this. It is not real gold. It is sometimes called fool's gold.
Fort Knox.
Some governments still have lots of gold. The government of the USA has more gold bars than any other country. It keeps more than 8,000 tons of gold at a place called Fort Knox. The gold at Fort Knox is very safe. In the James Bond film, Goldfinger, criminals try to steal the gold from Fort Knox. Of course, James Bond stops them.